What's up, guys? It's Friday, and we are approaching Memorial Day weekend, and around here, that means Murph. Murph is a workout that we do to honor those who have sacrificed and served on Memorial Day. It's for Lieutenant Michael Murphy. I had a podcast a week or so ago that went over the whole story, so you can go back and look at that. But one of the things that we have to kind of be careful of on a workout like this, or this one in particular, are hand tears. Murph is calling for 100 pull-ups, and many people aren't used to doing 100 pull-ups, or in the preparation for doing 100 pull-ups, you've built up a lot of calluses, of course. That's the way your body works, and it's very possible to tear those calluses. So today, what we're going to go over is some things to watch out for on this workout, or really any workout, to keep you from tearing your hands. You don't want to tear your hands. You'll see pictures of CrossFitters and people kind of bragging about these hand tears, or maybe they're not bragging, but it could come across that way, to where they're showing pictures of their torn hands like it's some sort of a badge of honor. Well, it is kind of a badge of honor, I guess. You tore your hands because you did a tremendous amount of work, and that's cool, but you have an injury now, and it is going to keep you from valuable training time. You're going to have to lay off of some types of training. That's not cool at all. If you're a fishing guide and you tear your hands, now you're going to have to pull the boat differently, which could get into your pocketbook. You might have to throw the cast net differently. You might have to do all kinds of things differently. If your job is something else, you may encounter something that for a few days or maybe a week after you tear a hand really badly, you got some problems. You know, if you're a carpenter, it's going to be hard to swing a hammer. So you don't want to tear your hands. And you want to do everything you can do to avoid tearing your hands. However, in this culture, this physical culture that we are in, it's probably going to happen. You're probably going to tear your hands. I've torn my hands a lot of times, and I don't want to do it anymore because it's incredibly painful and you lose valuable training time. So here's some things that I've come across that may help you this weekend and as you move into other workouts like this. There's one in particular, EVA, which is you run 800 meters, you do 30 pull-ups and 30 kettlebell swings five times. So that's 150 pull-ups and 150 kettlebell swings. And for whatever reason, that is the perfect recipe for me to tear my hands, because I'm gripping the kettlebell and I'm gripping the pull-up bar, and that can be tough. So I've ripped my hands twice on that same workout, even though I'm being very careful. So here's some things that I want to talk about. Ripping a callus is caused by friction. Now, first of all, you have calluses because of a beautiful reaction of your body. Your body is a perfect creation. It is so cool how this happens. If you are doing a few pull-ups, or if you just start rowing a boat, or you just start poling a boat, your body will develop a callus exactly where the stimulus is. So if you're doing something that's wearing off a little bit of skin in a certain area, or you're getting a blister on your foot or your hand or anywhere that something is rubbing up against you, and you do that repeatedly, you will create a callus in that exact area. It's a really cool response from your body. And you will also create a callus that is precisely as thick as the stimulus that's causing it, right? So this is where people will tear, is that you're doing your training, and then on the event day or on a particular workout or whatever, you're asking way more from your body than you have been in training. So let's just say you're doing sets of 20 on the pull-ups, and then on tomorrow or Monday, you're asking for 100. And you combine that with the fact that you're working out in the middle of the day, so the bar is hotter. Maybe you're doing a few things differently, and that can result in a tear. So you need calluses. Calluses are a good thing. But when you ask more of them, or you have some situations or things that are going on that are different from your training, you got to watch out. Okay. So what are those things that might be a little bit different when it comes to going to a new gym or going to a different place to do this workout, or, you know, even in your work? You are trying to avoid extra friction. So if you're used to doing pull-ups on a bar that has, you know, it's a smooth bar, and you get to a bar that has knurling on it, you know, you can get a better grip and that's cool. But that knurling is creating friction on your hands. You have a better grip. So a better grip means that the skin is in contact with the bar. It's not sliding like your other pull-up bar. And so you might get to that bar and all of a sudden some pull-up bars have pretty aggressive knurling on them, and you find that you tear. Oh, what happened? Well, the pull-up bar had some texture to it, and that was different than you were used to. And you were asking a lot of your body. You did 100 pull-ups instead of sets of 20, and you tore. Okay. That's one way it can happen. Another way it can happen is with a taped bar. A lot of people will tape their bars, put athletic tape on the bar. It's a great way to create a better grip. And again, you create a better grip. You're no longer sliding across that bar at all. You have fresh tape on that bar. Your hand is basically cemented to the pull-up bar, and you're creating more friction than you're used to. And every pull-up, every rep, you're pulling a little bit on that, and you can result in a tear. That's something you want to avoid. So watch out for fresh tape. Watch out for aggressive knurling. And also chalk. You know, chalk is a great thing. So, like, it's kind of funny because the way to reduce calluses are all great ways to increase grip. Like, you want to use chalk in some occasion. You want to use a knurled bar on occasion. You want to use, chalk so that you can get a better grip. But just be careful of it, because as you are doing more reps than maybe you're used to, then that can result in a tear, because you are pulling on the skin more than your body is used to, and it can only handle so much, and then it goes. And when it goes, you rip the entire callus off. It's about a 2-inch injury, and it hurts real bad. So you don't want to do that. And it takes a little while to heal that. And we're going to go over that just real quick if that happens. So there are some other things. A tape bar. Another thing that to worry about is a hot bar. Let's say that you're usually training in the morning or in the afternoon, and then on Memorial Day, you're going to do a special thing and you're going to do it right in the middle of the day. And you're going to a park or somewhere that you don't usually work out. And you can see this with playground bars that are painted, and maybe they're painted like blue or something. And man, they get really, really hot. And as you get up there, now you've got the friction and the heat, and the paint is oftentimes very sticky. Like, you can get a really good grip on a bar like that, and you'll kind of blister a little bit underneath the callus, and then all of a sudden that will give way and all of your calluses will go. I saw my friend rip his entire palm off in a competition that we were doing, where we were doing toes to bar, and he jumped up and grabbed the hot bar, and he did about, I think we had to do 30 toes to bar, which is a pretty good number. And on about number 25, his whole palm, both hands, just let go. And it was like a callus tear that I've never seen. It was the worst one I've ever seen. So watch out for hot bars. Okay. You can also increase grip friction by death gripping the pull-up bar. If you just kind of relax a little bit and go with a gentler grip, not a death grip, you also can help to avoid tears. Now, a lot of people will tell you, if you get on the internet too, a lot of people will tell you that you should use a callus razor or a pumice stone. And what this will do is your wife probably has one in the shower you don't even know about. And you could just borrow hers. But the callus razor literally shaves off some of the callus, and it makes it smoother, because one of the ways that you'll tear is as you have some gnarly looking calluses on your hands. Sometimes they have some sharp edges on them, and those sharp edges, or they'll get real dry and they'll crack in the middle, and those are prime places to tear. So you can shave down the callus to where it's smooth, it's still thick and still protecting you, but just kind of smoother on the edges and smoother through the middle, so that you're not going to have as good a chance of tearing like that. The pumice stone is a little safer. You can shave off quite a bit of skin with the callus razor. The pumice stone just kind of smooths it out. But if you're not using those right now, I wouldn't go and aggressively try to take your calluses off tonight when you've got an event tomorrow. Just leave them the way they are right now. But the callus razor and the pumice stone are probably things that you should put into your regular routine when you're not, when it's not the night before an event. I wouldn't suggest that now, but those are good things to put into the routine. I've even used a Dremel tool, to smooth mine out a little bit, and it really does help. You will absolutely create a callus that is still protective, but it won't tear like if it's all broken and dry and cracked and has some thick edges on the outside. That's a bad deal. So all of this to say that you can easily tear, and a lot of tears come from moving to a different gym or going to a different place to work out and doing something kind of unfamiliar to you, and then asking a lot of your body. So those are just some things that you can watch out for: tape bars, hot bars, death grip, too much chalk, and just watch out for that. I use these gymnastics grips, and I've got a lot of different kinds of them. I've got some real cheap, old school ones when they first came out back in 2008 or 9 that are just a piece of leather with two holes in it and a strap that goes around your wrist, and it just goes over that area between your middle two fingers, and you get some protection there from the bar, and you don't tend to tear. I've torn underneath those several times, so it's not perfect, but it is better. Now, as these things have evolved, they've gotten better and better, and you see a company like Bear Complex with a K, Bear, BEARKOMPLEX, Bear Complex makes a gymnastics grip that Rich Froning has his own signature model. That's the one that I like. But they make them, and now they're way more ergonomically fitted. They fit your hand way better than those early ones that I had. And I like these. I use them pretty much every time I'm doing pull-ups and even toes to bar, even lifting weights. And you'll see some of the guys, some of the CrossFitters, if they're going to be lifting weights, they won't even put their fingers through the holes. They'll just turn them around. So now they can have a bear grip on the bar. And then when they go to do pull-ups, they'll turn them around so that they have protection there. And it's really just a flap of leather that's over the top of their hands, providing them some sort of protection from the bar. And those are excellent. I will link those in the show notes here, and you can get them if you want, if you're doing a lot of pull-ups. I don't know if it's going to help you for tomorrow if you don't have any, but if you don't have any for tomorrow, just use some of the tips that I said above, like, be careful with all those grip things. Now, if you do tear, man, it really hurts. It's a weird feeling. When it happens, it just feels, it doesn't really hurt when it happens. And it just feels kind of like, I don't know, it feels like you have a little more play in your grip, because you do. The skin is moving underneath it. But you'll tear, and you'll probably even be able to finish the workout. It doesn't really hurt that bad. But once it's over, it's very important that you have to clean it, because you got chalk in there, you got sweat in there, you've got all kinds of gross stuff. So you're now down at the bare skin. And man, I'm not going to lie to you. It hurts real bad to clean it, but you've got to do it. You got to get it clean. And eventually you're going to have to wash your hands. And so you might as well just go grit your teeth and do it. Wash your hands with soap and water. And man, this is going to hurt. When that water hits the bare skin, it hurts. It hurts real bad. Don't make the mistake of just putting, I mean, you can, I don't know, some people do, alcohol on it immediately and then wash your hands. I like to wash my hands first, let that thing calm down a little bit, get it clean, and then you definitely need to put some alcohol on it. Betadine solution, it doesn't hurt as bad as alcohol. Alcohol will send you over the moon. It hurts so bad. And then on this first day, I've done this before, and I do not suggest it at all. There's a product called Nu Skin, which it kind of provides a synthetic layer of skin, if you would, over the top of something like this. Today, on the day that you rip your callus, is not the day to use that. That stuff hurts worse than anything. It hurts so bad. Maybe a couple days in, you can put the Nu Skin on it, but not day one. That hurts so bad. So just wash it, Betadine, get it clean. If there's some skin hanging off of it, like you got a whole giant flap of skin, a lot of people just cut that right off. I think that is, you know, your body has the best protection for your body. So I'll just kind of make sure everything's real clean. I'll put a little bit of Neosporin in there. I'll fold that back over, pat it down, and try to cover this thing up. And, you know, you can leave that on there for a couple of days. It'll start to dry up, and then you can end up cutting it off and kind of trimming around. And all of a sudden, you know, once it starts healing, it'll heal quickly. But you're going to have to back off some of the stuff that you were doing, you know, whatever caused that callus. You need that callus to do those activities. So you're going to need to back off the pull-ups or whatever it was that you were doing, and whatever you need that callus for, you're going to have to kind of back off, and then you're going to have to rebuild that callus, and it'll come back fast, but you're going to miss a couple of weeks of training on some things. But anyway, I hope you don't tear. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's a terrible thing to do, but if it does happen, you can deal with it, and you will deal with it. These are some different ways that you can try to avoid it. Sometimes it's unavoidable, and if you do tear, there's lots of stuff on the internet about tearing. These are just my suggestions and what worked for me. There's probably better stuff out there, honestly, coming from doctors and people like that. I'm just a meathead that tears his hands occasionally. But I hope you don't tear. And I hope you get out there and complete Murph in your record time. And remember why you're doing it. You're doing it to honor those who have served and sacrificed. And that is a powerful and important thing to be doing on Memorial Day. All right. I wish you guys the best weekend, and I am out. See you.